Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Happy Father's Day. A Lights On banquet is planned for 2024. In view of the important upcoming election in 2024, we're going to host a special Lights On banquet. We haven't had one in a while. Looking forward to this. And, of course, we will include our popular drawing for the God and Gun Clingers Home Defense Kit. Pat at Pat's Automotive here in Santa Maria has agreed to help with this project, and the winner will receive a beautiful genuine leather-bound Bible, a book from the Brain Masseur, and a gun from Rangemaster in SLO, San Luis. We've given away an AR, a Mossberg shotgun. I think we've given away a Winchester double action once, a few handguns. Maybe we'll go with an AR this time. We'll see. Lou of Have It Wired will be preparing the Santa Maria-style tri-tip dinner with all the fixins. Now, friends, Lou is a native Santa Marian who understands how Santa Maria tri-tip is supposed to be seasoned and prepared. And this, along with a dessert prepared by our own Emily. And now we're going to add Osiel and Bree and their 805 Cookhouse. And they are amazing bakers, my friends, and great cooks. Also, we will add a new sponsor, Central Coast Alternative Therapeutics and Rejuvenation, with physician assistant Sarah Green, whose faithfulness to her oath and courageous stand was blessed to save 2,000 lives during the COVID thing. And I'm one of them, friend. We appreciate her very much. Sarah services patients all over the Central Coast and has offered to join our team of sponsors for the 2024 Lights On Banquet. You can go to her webpage at ccatr.us. And of course, your beloved brain masseur will present a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. We planned it for 2024. I'm going to give you the specific dates and let you know when we will open registration. And you will want to register early. Seats are limited. Well, my friend, it is great to be home. We had a good time celebrating our 50th, started in Kentucky at the Ark Encounter. If you've not seen this, start making plans. It's awesome. And then we went to Grand Canyon Southridge and enjoyed all the stunning views and the hiking and all that. It's really impossible to capture the majesty of this place in a photo. You've got to be there. And I recommend Yaki and Kaibab. Those points are give you the best views and best access, in my opinion. And you can get totally immersed into the canyon experience. I didn't have time to follow the Kaibab trail all the way down to the river. But I hiked down about a mile past Ooh-Ah Point, which is 1.7 miles down, and then back, and that's a total of a little over 5 miles, and all within 2 hours, by the way. Never lost my legs, and didn't have to start short rest breaks until about halfway back up the trail. Now, folks, I didn't know the squirrels are the most fierce creatures in the canyon. No, really, they got signs that say so. I didn't see them till later. So when I sat down in a bit of shade I found for a breather, and a squirrel introduced himself to me, well, I didn't know any better than to welcome the acquaintance and chat a bit. Yeah. The little fellow walked up to me, literally sat down beside me. I thought it might be one of Bob Ross's squirrels, you know, sat down beside me, and like we were buds or something. We exchanged a few words, and he scampered to my foot, wiggled about in the dirt there a little while, looked up at me, and then, it was curious, very dutifully, looked both ways before darting across the path and into the canyon. I must say, it's probably good I didn't have any food to share with him. It might have gotten ugly. Like those cute little children in Galaxy Quest. Have you watched that one? You know, the cherub-like children that draw you in with a whole lot of cuteness. And then, when food appears, they become blue demons. That's what happens to these little Bob Ross cuties on any canyon trail, so I'm told. Anyway, we wrapped up our journeys in Monterey for a few days to wind down, enjoyed the aquarium, until, watching the feeding event, the hostess started pushing the, "Hey kids, sex change is natural. Happens in nature. Let me tell you about a fish that began as a female and decided it would serve its interests better as a male." Yeah. What she did not clarify is that the fish did not need an operation. It didn't require any surgery. It didn't have to take any hormone therapies. And this little distinction. Hey, kids, none of you is a hermaphrodite rockfish. It's like that queer tripe about male seahorses getting pregnant that got popular a while back. You know, male seahorses carry their progeny in a sac designed by the creator for this purpose. The female produces the egg and the male the sperm, but the female deposits the eggs into the male's pouch rather than the male depositing the sperm into the female. So, once again, no surgery needed. No hormone therapy required. Oh, and here's something else. The rockfish and all the other 499 species of fish that do this gender change thing has it coded into their DNA. Yeah, it doesn't have to alter its DNA. Got that? I mean, it's in their DNA, friend. The seahorse does not have to alter its DNA from male seahorse to female seahorse. But in humans, it's different. Like so many other things are different between humans and fish. In humans, for example, male and female distinctions are coded in their respective DNA. No matter how many operations a guy has to make himself appear to be a girl, well, his DNA will tell you he's a male. So, I guess the day some guy naturally transforms into a female, right? I mean, you know, he goes to bed male, and then when he wakes up and he heads to the restroom, it's like, what happened? Or the day some guy discovers a pouch on his tummy and says, "What's this?" And then some woman comes along and says, "Well, that's for me to deposit my eggs." What? You get the idea, I'm sure. You understand what I'm telling you. Friend, if you check the DNA of that particular dude, well, it will be clear it ain't human. Human DNA does not have this feature. It'll be something created in a Wuhan-like lab, maybe something in Ukraine. It'll be some synthetic robot tranny thing. Like Biden's doppelganger, maybe one of those. By the way, do they glue his earlobes down for Biden 2 and then unglue them for Biden 1? I'm not sure how they do that. They trot out Biden 1, to make Nazi-esque speeches about the danger of normal, God-fearing, patriotic Americans, the most dangerous people on the planet. He does so in fierce, formidable, and menacing tones. And then they roll out the clown. The buffoon, the clumsy, empty-eyed, pathetic Biden 2 that no one pays any attention to. You know, the one everyone ignores, dismisses like he's irrelevant. So he gets away with revealing stuff like, you remember this, when he told us that the Democrats had put together the most sophisticated election fraud machine ever contrived by man. Anyway, my friends, a rockfish changing gender, or a male seahorse carrying progeny to term, are not the only things different about rockfish and seahorses from humans. A human male can no more become a human female than any man could become a fish. But this sort of common sense-based, you know, real science thinking doesn't come up in a conversation with what my wife would call an IDOT. So, in the spirit of Proverbs 14:7, which says, quote, "Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge," end quote. Well, we left the aquarium. Okay. So what's on the agenda for today? Biden's troubles just keep getting worse. The more they, air quotes, try to bury Trump, the deeper they dig Biden's political grave. And the grave for the rest of them. So the latest revelations exposing the Biden crime family will be of interest to us. And then, if we have time, we'll take a look at how the world has successfully warped Christian culture. Yeah, the culture of so many churches today, and of Christianity generally, I think, is really defined by the world and its ideas about what Christians should be and how they should act, rather than by the Word. And by the way, there is serious danger that this is showing up not only in the outrageous examples of those churches, air quotes, that are inviting drag queens to perform for their worship services and putting these perverts in front of their Sunday school classes. This is a phenomenon that is showing up in some evangelical churches that would consider themselves to be conservative. Okay, my friend, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Well, my friends, it appears I got carried away with my trip report. I used too much of my first segment time, so I think I'll go ahead with the break now and then save what time is left for the in this first segment for the second segment. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Prisoner wishes to say a word.
A Lights On banquet is planned for 2024. In view of the important upcoming election in 2024, we're going to host a special Lights On banquet. Haven't had one in a while. Looking forward to this. And, of course, we will include our popular drawing for the God and Gun Clingers Home Defense Kit. Pat at Pat's Automotive here in Santa Maria has agreed to help with this project, and the winner will receive a beautiful, genuine, leather-bound Bible, a book from the Brain Masseur, and a gun from Rangemaster in SLO, San Luis. We've given away an AR, a Mossberg shotgun. I think we've given away a Winchester double action once, a few handguns. Maybe we'll go with an AR this time. We'll see. Lou of Have It Wired will be preparing the Santa Maria-style tri-tip dinner with all the fixins. Now, friends, Lou is a native Santa Marian who understands how Santa Maria tri-tip is supposed to be seasoned and prepared. And this, along with a dessert prepared by our own Emily, and now we're going to add Osiel and Bree and their 805 Cookhouse. And they are amazing bakers, my friends, and great cooks. Also, we will add a new sponsor, Central Coast Alternative Therapeutics and Rejuvenation, with physician assistant Sarah Green, whose faithfulness to her oath and courageous stand was blessed to save 2,000 lives during the COVID thing. And I'm one of them, friend. We appreciate her very much. Sarah services patients all over the Central Coast and has offered to join our team of sponsors for the 2024 Lights On Banquet. You can go to her webpage at ccatr.us. And of course, your beloved Brain Masseur will present a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. We planned it for 2024. I'm going to give you the specific dates and let you know when we will open registration. And you will want to register early. Seats are limited.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheibach is on the air.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheibach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your Brain Masseur, and Paul Revere's Lantern Lighter. Lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, an enemy that is right now stealing from us our liberties. It comes out now that Biden actually arranged to have Hunter put on its the Burisma board. How about that? A trusted FBI asset for over 30 years informs us that Joe and Hunter coerced Burisma founder Mykola Zlochevsky to pay them $10 million in bribes for, let's just say, services rendered. Apparently, the services rendered involved arranging to have Ukraine chief prosecutor Viktor Shokin fired and a prosecutor friendly to Burisma put in office to take his place. Yeah, this is that deal Biden openly brags about. You might have seen the YouTube clip. You know, Shokin was investigating Burisma, and you remember, that's the company Joe's favorite son, Hunter, was hired at a cost of, what was that, over $80,000 a month? So now we find out that the foreign agent who set this up with Biden was an agent of the Russian Intelligence Service, SVR. Turns out he recorded his conversations with Hunter and with Joe. Senator Chuck Grassley offered some insight into this mess. He was informed about the existence of an FBI human source document filed as FD-1023. And this is a form that's used by the FBI to document testimony from a confidential human source, or CHS. This confidential human source revealed the Biden bribery game, a scheme to provide political influence to assist Burisma, an oil company in Ukraine, in a problem they were having with an aggressive Ukrainian prosecutor who was named Viktor Shokin. Director Lost His Ray of the FBI was asked to release this document, and he balked and, crawfished about and so on, and essentially refused. Grassley and Comer were about to censure Ray for contempt of Congress when Ray decided then to let Congress see the record, but he would not release it to their custody. The FD-1023 that Ray showed to Congress was heavily redacted. Now, there are a lot of reasons that's odd, but one is this is an unclassified document. Yeah. And it was being revealed in private session to members of Congress, the House Oversight Committee, in a classified facility and setting. So why would this document need to be redacted? By what power and right does Ray keep information from these representatives of the people? They're keeping their information from us, you know. They're doing everything that they can to slow walk this whole thing, to resist every step of this investigation and yield up only what they absolutely have to, only what they're forced to yield up. And the only way it's going to get done is to start axing these bureaucrats like Ray, who think they are above Congress and above the law. And by the way, yes, I am aware of the theory that Ray is an undercover Trump operative, and that these antics are intended by him to protect his cover. Just so you know, it's beyond suspicious that on the same day this document was reluctantly revealed, but conveniently not surrendered to the Congress and heavily redacted, the Department of Injustice announced that President Trump had been indicted and charged with 37 crimes related to his alleged mishandling of classified documents. Mishandling classified documents. As long as Garland runs the DOJ, it will be the Department of Injustice. The alleged crimes Garland alleges against Trump are the same things Hillary and Biden actually did commit. And Grassley complains still, Congress is obstructed from getting to the bottom of all this because of obstruction by the Biden guard, the deep state, the apparatchiks in our bureaucracy, the communists, loyal to CCP, and the globalists associated with the World Economic Forum, that crowd, the people within our government committing treason and weaponizing our institutions against the interests of the people and against the people themselves in service to foreign interests. That's treason. These are the people that Kash Patel is exposing in his upcoming book, Government Gangsters. Well titled. They tried to censor it. They're trying to keep it out of circulation, but it's failing, and it's coming out very soon. And in that book, Kash Patel names names. He exposes who are the rotten gangsters within our government and tells us what it is that they've done and explains what must be done to bring them to justice. Go to governmentgangsters.com. Some of these government gangsters are holding Patel's manuscript, and while they are required to release it, they are slow-walking the whole thing. Go to governmentgangsters.com, and let's push these crooks to release the manuscript by buying an advanced copy. The foreign national involved in this Biden bribe scheme, an act of treason, by the way, on the part of Biden, was none other than Burisma's founder, Mikola Zlochevsky. And the whistleblower that exposed all this was none other than his wife, who, sadly and lately, was found dead. getting rid of the witnesses. I think it was Apollo who suggested we start a suspicious suicide list for Biden, like the one that was created for Clinton a while back. Remember that? All these enemies of Clinton that were found suddenly and suspiciously dead. I have a document here you can take a look at. The evidence includes 17 audio recordings, 15 between Zlochevsky and Hunter, and then two between him and Biden. So the information is trickling out, and as this continues, the flow will increase. The latest tidbit now is that it turns out the Bidens actually coerced Zlochevsky to pay the bribes. According to this confidential human source, Zlochevsky was terrified Trump, when he got elected, would instigate investigations into the Biden bribe scheme that implicated him. Now, all of this happened while Biden was vice president, and the bragging about it came later, but it happened during Obama's watch, and he knew about it, I think. It remains to be seen if he profited from it, but you are just now beginning to hear about all this, and I wonder why. However, the Q drop, Q, he's talking about it way back in October 2020. And anticipated what would happen as a result of this whole bribery scheme. Even anticipated how Ukraine owns the White House right now. Those familiar with Trump's patterns of speech, how he phrases thoughts and expresses himself, would notice that the actual Q drops, if you've ever read them, certainly the most prescient drops, sound a whole lot like Trump. They have the little tick in his way of thinking and so on. So with that in mind, listen to this. What happens if Biden became POTUS, knowing he, through Hunter Plus One, took massive amounts of bribes to change, look the other way, U.S. policy towards Ukraine, in favor of Ukraine? Would Ukraine own and control the White House? Yeah, I think it sounds like Trump. And now, I don't know if it is. And anyway, look at what's being played out right in front of your peepers right now. This is the reason for the timing of the Trump indictment, the second one, and this arraignment. And it's also the reason for it happening. But here's the real concern, and I'm coming up on my time, so I'm going to have to wrap it up here. Biden and the deep state need World War III to divert attention from the treason of the Bidens, Hillary, Obama, and a great many others. These people know they are about to get swept into the dustpan and dropped into the trash. Well, much worse than that, I hope. So they're getting desperate, and desperate people do desperate things. They need a war to galvanize Americans around a side issue so they can hide their crimes in the smoke of a world war. These crooks are aligned with those whose agenda has been promoted in the smoke of war for many decades, even centuries for some family dynasties. The globalists have used war repeatedly to push the world toward their beloved one world government, a so-called New World Order. They want a federated union of Western powers controlled under one head that would dominate the geopolitical world, anticipating the rise of Antichrist. It's all about their hatred for God and for his son, Jesus the Christ, and Christ's disciples, and their desire to take the dominion, control of the earth's resources, and the sword, the power of the sword, by violence, and to take it by force. Satan accomplishes his purposes by stealing, killing, and destroying, the three key elements of every war. Those under his influence delight in war. Those who are under the influence of the Spirit of Jesus Christ delight in peace. In Psalm 68, David, who, by the way, was a man of war, cried to God, quote, "Scatter the wicked that delight in war," end quote. He was a man of war. He shed a lot of blood, but he never delighted in war. He said, "I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war." Psalm 120, verse 7. Jesus warned us there would be wars and rumors of them, but this is a prophecy, not a declaration of heaven's policy. Heaven's policy for the earth was declared at Jesus' birth. On earth peace, goodwill toward men. Luke 2:14. But since the beginning of sin, violence and war has agitated the hearts of the wicked. It's the way of Satanists to advance their cause through war. Pray with me that the wicked holding this country hostage to the prince of the power of the air will be scattered before we are dragged by these wicked, miserable people into the destruction, the heartache, and the misery of war. Pray that the sword God commissioned to execute wrath on evildoers, Romans 13:1-6, will be delivered out of the hands of these wicked men in America, these government gangsters who delight in war. Pray it will be returned to the hands of the righteous, and that they will be bold to turn that sword against the wicked for judgment, to restore justice in the land and in the earth. I believe God will intervene, but I don't know how far the wicked will push this before his intervention comes. So be prepared. Be prepared. Go to patriotsupply.com. It's mypatriotsupply.com. I messed that up. Let me say it again. Go to mypatriotsupply.com. Now, friend, I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Find the contact button. Send me an email. You can leave me a message on our listener response hotline by dialing 1-805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless and save America. I will be in my pulpit tomorrow for Father's Day. We are having breakfast for the dads at 9:30. So come on out and join us for breakfast, and then join us for the Father's Day messages that are going to be outstanding. God bless you, my dear friends. I'll see you in church.
Prisoner wishes to say a word.
A Lights On banquet is planned for 2024. In view of the important upcoming election in 2024, we're going to host a special Lights On banquet. Haven't had one in a while. Looking forward to this. And of course, we will include our popular drawing for the God and Gun Clingers Home Defense Kit. Pat at Pat's Automotive here in Santa Maria has agreed to help with this project, and the winner will receive a beautiful genuine leather-bound Bible, a book from the Brain Masseur, and a gun from Rangemaster in SLO, San Luis. We've given away an AR, a Mossberg shotgun. I think we've given away a Winchester double action once, a few handguns. Maybe we'll go with an AR this time. We'll see. Lou of Have It Wired will be preparing the Santa Maria-style tri-tip dinner with all the fixins. Now, friends, Lou is a native Santa Marian who understands how Santa Maria tri-tip is supposed to be seasoned and prepared. And this, along with a dessert prepared by our own Emily, and now we're going to add Osiel and Bree and their 805 Cookhouse. And they are amazing bakers, my friends, and great cooks. Also, we will add a new sponsor, Central Coast Alternative Therapeutics and Rejuvenation, with physician assistant Sarah Green, whose faithfulness to her oath and courageous stand was blessed to save 2,000 lives during the COVID thing. And I'm one of them, friend. We appreciate her very much. Sarah services patients all over the Central Coast and has offered to join our team of sponsors for the 2024 Lights On Banquet. You can go to her webpage at ccatr.us. And of course, your beloved Brain Masseur will present a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. We planned it for 2024. I'm going to give you the specific dates and let you know when we will open registration. And you will want to register early. Seats are limited.
Your next Brain Massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.